Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, Barack Yahuwah. I know this walk ain't popular, but we follow where your light goes. I know with you nothing impossible. Connected to my armor room, shining like a light bulb. Hey, I know this walk ain't popular, but I follow where your light goes. I know with you nothing impossible. Connected to my armor room, shining like a light bulb. I know this walk ain't popular, but I follow where your light goes. I know with you nothing impossible. Connected to my armor room, shining like a light bulb.
Yeah, yeah, shining like a light bulb. To the Abba, the energy within my blood. Fascinated with Abba wonders that life hold. I'm your creation, your breath of life in my vital. These are not my words that will invest or recycle. Given by my Abba, inspired like his disciples. I'd rather walk humble than politic with the prideful. My riches stored in heaven, I tell you, put down your idols. This simple man advised it was simply nothing to gain it. Wake up from this madness, the world will soon be a wasteland. It seemed like most are stuck, so it's hard for them to awaken. But those who did, that's awesome, the kingdom's theirs for the taking. Pray for those who labor amongst you, you feeling great wins. To see them get their crown, cause they labored and do what they chasing. Now maybe that's the reason you see is his celebration. They're feeling so surreal, but for now we just being patient.
I know this walk ain't popular, but I follow where your light goes. I know with you nothing impossible. Connected to my armor room, shining like a light bulb. I know this walk ain't popular, but I follow where your light goes. I know with you nothing impossible. Connected to my armor room, shining like a light bulb.
I said we shining like a light bulb. I said we shining like a light bulb.
I know with you nothing impossible. Connected to my armor bro, shining like a light bulb.
Hey.
I said we shining like a light bulb.
Yeah.
I said we shining like a light bulb.
That's right.
I know it's you, nothing impossible. Connected to my armor bro, shining like a light bulb.
Hey, look, I'm traveling on the narrow. Yahuwah eyes on me, just like the sparrow. Left up out of Egypt, through the deuces of the Pharaoh. Left them in the Red Sea, I'm in the ark with my soul. Roll, roll, roll your boat down the light stream. Life is just a dream for only those who live in sleep. Please don't look at me and think to walk easy. Please, 7 times I failed, but he kept me breathing. I wanna be on the side with the righteous. In the dark room, you want my light switch, yeah, yeah. Let your Ruah be my guide. Let your wisdom be my eyes. Help me walk, don't let me slide. Be a sword when I fight, yeah. Cause I can't do this all alone, no. Pray I'm with the one for the four, yeah.
I know this walk ain't popular, but I follow where your light goes. I know with you nothing impossible. Connected to my armor bro, shining like a light bulb. I know this walk ain't popular, but I follow where your light goes. I know with you nothing impossible. Connected to my armor bro, shining like a light bulb.
I said we shining like a light bulb.
I said we shining like a light bulb. I know with you nothing impossible. Connected to my armor bro, shining like a light bulb.
Hey.
I said we shining like a light bulb.
Yeah.
I said we shining like a light bulb.
That's right.
I know it's you, nothing impossible. Connected to my armor room, shining like a light bulb.
Yeah, yeah, heavenly treasures where we get back. Working for his harvest, work more than royalty kickbacks.
Right.
I know you beg to differ, but we can save all the chit-chat. Cause only thing that matters is dwelling where Abba sits at. Stuck up in your lane, so it's hard for you to admit that. I'm stuck up in my lane too, praying for positive impact. Praying for the widows, the fatherless, and the riffraffs. I'm praying that these words will infiltrate where you live at.
Right.
Hit the four corners and speak life to the nations.
Life
we
to the nation.
Be few in numbers, but asking Abba to use me, see. Focus on the spiritual, filthy lucre or dead end. You should my salvation, it gives life to my brethren. Therefore, let your light shine, we connected with like minds. This music is a reminder to hold on to Abba's lifeline. And life finds obedient vessels all in the right time. To the Abba, you encourage my soul to let my light shine.
I know this walk ain't
popular,
but I follow where your light goes. I know with you nothing impossible. Connected to my Abba bro, shining like a light bulb. I know this walk ain't popular, but I follow where your light goes. I know with you nothing impossible. Connected to my armor bro, shining like a light bulb.
Light bulb.
I know this walk ain't popular,
light bulb,
but we follow where your light goes. I know with you nothing impossible. Connected to my armor bro, shining like a light bulb.
Light bulb.
All right, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Waking Up Israel Radio Show. I'm your host, Micah Israel. And welcome, I hope everybody made it in. I just prayed the morning. moment. It's random. I'm trying something different, y'all. I'm trying something different. I am rolling on the highway right now, grinding, chasing this dollar, right? You know, I'm a big truck driver, trucker. And it's a little rainy, a little windy, and I'm grinding. And I wanted to do the show while I'm on the go. And see how that is. See if I get a feel for that. There's a lot of things that can go wrong. Just give you everybody a heads up. I can lose signal. I could, you know, run into some issues just driving, you know what I'm saying, and have to hang up or something. There's a lot. So this is something I ain't done before, and I'm live, y'all. We live. We going at it. We going in. I hope y'all like that song, Dimitri Purit. The name of the song is Lightbug. Yeah, name of the song is Lightbug, and it's a good vibing song, man. I hope y'all bounced your head to it. I hope y'all liked it, right? There's a lot more songs in my arsenal, you know what I'm saying, that get you vibing, get the spirit jumping up in you, you feel me? All right, so here we go, y'all. We've been starting this show. I got it set for an hour. So, hey, man, the life of a truck driver, you know. One thing I like, it's random, by the way. By the way, it's random. This is something on the top of my head, man. I still like going live at the no warning, no heads up, just busting out here, right? Just busting on in there. And, well, what's on my mind this morning is, the whole trucker experience, the whole trucker life, man, you know what I'm saying? Grinding nonstop, just living in your truck, just keeping America rolling, you know, keeping everything going. And I imagine for all the truckers that may tune in, just may tune in, they can relate. You know, grinding, man, giving it all our best out here, you know. Yeah, with our families waiting on us, you know, it's a lot living out here. That it's not for everybody. It's not for everybody to do this, man. But just these type of shows that I want to create that help that trucker, you know, stay awake, stay focused, you know what I'm saying? Wash their mirrors, and I'm going to try to keep them in the groove, you feel me? Mix some spirituality in. I usually like to read a little bit of scripture in my shows, you know what I'm saying? I have it all mixed up, man, in a package deal for you. But tonight that I'm driving and I'm on my grind right now, I won't be able to get some scripture. So I'll be freestyling things, you feel me? All right, and so just to hit on some current events or news and stuff, we got the monkeypox, right? The monkeypox is out there. Y'all be careful, man. Public restrooms, y'all make sure y'all look out for you. Probably already been doing it, I hope. But put a little extra paper down now, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's crazy out there, y'all, man. Protect yourself, all right? There's a lot of shooting violence going on right now. Hearing about these drive-bys, hearing about people just, you know, shooting each other and stuff like that. There's racism going crazy around here, just hyping up for the next election and things like that. I mean, they're really moving like, you know, like they got a plan, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what's going on, man. I'm just hoping the Most High got me protected, got that hedge around me, man. And I'm just trying to stay prayed up, man, you know. This is random show. Anything on my mind, man. So it's not organized or nothing. this is just my thought, and I want to try to keep y'all in this groove with me. You know what I'm saying? Aliens. Yeah, we can hit on aliens. We can talk about outer space. You know what I'm saying? Stuff they finding in the water. All these different type of unknown species of fish and things like that, man. It's crazy. A lot of the water is unexplored, man. Lots of it. And it goes deep, like the Grand Canyon. All right? So there's a lot of stuff at the bottom that we have yet to find. We probably know more about space than what's down at the very bottom, you know? So that's something to think about. You know, talk about it if you want to get into it. So as I run, y'all, I can't really focus on the call board. So I don't know if anybody called or not. I'm going to try to periodically kind of check on it to make sure I'm going to get those callers in. But no warning, random, just popped up with the show, man. Just to get a feel for things, you know, see how I like it. So far, so good. Seemed like I got this strong signal and everything seemed to be flowing. But it's, you know, I can already tell right now about me driving. I can't really entertain yet like I want to. When I'm posted up, I mean, I can really freestyle better, I feel like, you know. But anyway, yeah, so I hope y'all like the opening jam, man. It gets you in that good spirit. Because we all kind of got a light in us if we believe in Christ, right? So that's what I'm doing. I'm letting my light shine. And this is for, man, this is for fun for me. This is what I do. I'm a trucker going through the hills, mountains, East Coast, West Coast, in the valley, dirty south. And I am, like, literally bouncing everywhere, getting it in, trying to make this dollar. My truck ain't paid for yet, so, man, I'm trying to get it and come home with it. And so I definitely want to talk a little bit more about my experiences doing that. And for all my truckers, or even not, even if you don't drive a truck, just people on the go that travel a lot. I know they can relate to a lot of that. These crazy drivers out here, man. These folks just, man, they moving too fast when it's raining. They're not paying attention when they drive. All of that, you know, you if you're on the road a lot, you know what I'm talking about. And makes it a little unsafe, you know. Bright lights. And I'm riding at night right now. Folks, man, got their bright lights on, oncoming traffic, you know. After a while of dealing with it, man, you kind of get a little immune to it, a little, and you're able to, you know, still safely operate around you. Yeah, it gets difficult. It gets scary sometimes, man. I mean, I've had some close calls. My travels, you know. I just definitely, man, let the Most High take the wheel, you know. He's been protecting me, man, going back a long ways now, and I know he's with me right now. I got, like, this hedge of protection. I really believe that, man. It's over me. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm glad I was able to, you know what I'm saying, just stay focused and make it this far with it. I could see the finish line, man. I could see myself getting my truck paid for, being at home a little more. But this is the trip about it, man. You do all that grinding just to buy the vehicle, right? And once you finally get there where you've been going, now you want to sit down, right, and kind of enjoy the fruits of it, you know. But at the same time, that money's going to drop because you're not out there no more, right? You got to make do with local little runs, you know, so you can turn right back around and be right back at the house, you know. You know, it's going to hit different. I know it is. But I mean, that's what I got young babies at the house, so I mean, I definitely want to be around the house more, you know. So it's just some things that the truck is just gonna have to, you know, make peace with. Feel me? That we gotta, hey, we gotta get on. We gotta make a little balance, man. We got babies we raising, so we definitely gotta, you know, chase the dollar, but yet have family time too. And we gotta, you know, gotta have that balance there, you know. Yeah, so let's switch gears like an 18-wheeler and talk about something a little bit more deeper. Let's talk about aliens. Yeah, man. I just want to give you my thoughts on what's out there, because I don't know anything that's out there. However, there's been, like, little sightings, man. There's been mysterious things popping up. People are curious about these things. There's some people swearing to God that they done see something totally outrageous happen. And, you know, hey, I don't know. Where did that fit in the Bible? Where did that fit in at? I don't know. I don't know how to explain. You really can't really explain something like what they're saying that they've seen in the Bible, unless you associate alien aircrafts, you know, UFOs with angels or something like that. I mean, that's the only way to make it make sense, you know, because, I mean, I believe the Bible wholeheartedly, and I ain't going to say I totally believe in aliens, but man, I'm kind of convinced that these people are definitely seeing something. You feel me? So, what is that all about, and where does that fit in? How do we digest something like that? You know, do I believe that we're only humans that's in the galaxy? You know, Earth is the only place for life. You know what? I don't know if that's the case. I really just not sure. Because there's so much outside of our planet that it's like the unknown. All right? Where do science fit in at in our belief system? You know? To me, this is my opinion. Just my opinion, that science is more or less a tool, like a screwdriver, hammer, you know, it's a tool to measure and to kind of have a little bait, you know, as you try to put things together. That's how I view it. I think there's a good balance between believers and science, you know. There's a good, healthy balance there that we could, make some a lot of things factual, you know, through science, through math, geometry, all of that, you know. It's useful tools to, it doesn't have to work against the Bible. I guess it's the whole point that I'm trying to make. But, you know, a lot of people get caught up in that. It can be a little conflicting. But, you know, if you ain't careful anyway. But as long as you root yourself to the Bible, man, and then you try to, about, you know, what science brings, and, you know, incorporate that into your understanding. Like, all right, I'll give you an example on what I'm trying to get at is the parting of the Red Sea. The parting of the Red Sea. Moses parted the Red Sea for the Israelites to, you know, travel and be on their way to the Promised Land. Well, with science, they went back there. I seen this on a documentary, okay? And with science, they have concluded that somewhere around that time period, there was a volcano eruption, right? And that may have been the cause of a lot of the things that went down in the Bible. And they was using science to kind of make it all make sense. You know what I'm saying? Well, I mean, not like it did make sense before, but using science to kind of, you know, bring it to factual, you know what I'm saying, instead of some kind of, you know, like it's just some kind of religion or belief, you feel me? And no proof that it actually went down. And volcano eruption, they believe that this gas kind of seeped out of the volcano and was real low to the ground, which explained people dying who lie, you know, on the floor. And you look at the Egyptian customs and stuff, it's how they did. The children was kind of like on the floor, or the oldest of children, you know what I'm saying, was kind of on the floor or something. How they slept, you know, their culture kind of played a part in that. And the way they put it together is pretty cool. Now, they scuba dived into the Red Sea or Reed Sea or you know, right there where they believe where it all went down then. Well, they're finding things at the bottom of the water that's, you know, kind of a chariot wheel type of shape, you know what I'm saying, of the I don't know what you want to call it. It's like it's fossilized underwater. And it takes, you know, like a chariot type of shape, you know. And, you know, not saying that that come from the, you know, the men drowning when Moses kind of gave the command to the water to close. But it's just neat. You ought to check that out, man. It's on the... It's on a Discovery type of channel. I just got to look for it. I don't know exactly where, but I thought that was neat, and I thought that was a good way to explain science and your biblical understanding. This could be balanced with it, all right? And, you know, as far as the plagues and things like that, you know, the locusts, then with the frogs, and then the hives breaking out on people, it's like it's all caused by kind of like a volcano eruption. You feel me? And it just effects of that, what it did to the surrounding area, to the wildlife that's around there, the locusts. And then that locust died, and then that's the frog, when the frogs, you see what I'm saying? It's like a ripple effect. And I like how they put that all together. Yeah. So anyway, let's switch gears again, late night. I'm grinding. I'm on the highway. I'm headed to Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I'm getting in. I'm broadcasting live, man. Going to wherever the internet takes me, right? All different countries out there. Different type of languages and cultures that I may be reaching. All my brothers and sisters, believers that's out there. All right. Shalom. Shalom to y'all. Shalom. Hey, what's up with it? I want y'all to call in if y'all see the number. Hey, give me a call, man. All right. Matter of fact, let me go on speakerphone, see if anybody calling in. And if not, I'm going to go ahead and give y'all the number. All right. To call in. I'm live right now. All right, 1 second, let me go to speakerphone. All right, I hope y'all can hear me pretty good. All right, let me go to my studio. All right, I hope y'all can't hear that background noise. I am grinding, y'all. I'm grinding, driving as I do this on the go. All right, so no calls in yet. So I'm in it to win it by my damn self. But that's all right. That's what it's all about. This is a brand new show. All right. Waking Up Israel Radio Show. That's the name of it. The phone number to call in is 563-999-3490. That's 563-999-3490. All right. And I hope y'all liking the show, man. I hope y'all vibing with me. I want whoever's driving like me that's out there tuning in, you know what I'm saying, surfing the internet for something to, you know, listen to, and they come across my show. Hey, man, just a show to tune into. I'm grinding just like you, man. And we get it. But we're making this money, right? We're getting to where we need to be at. And if you fighting your sleep, hey, this is the show for you. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go and play a jam, you know what I'm saying, to get you vibing and boost that high energy up in you. Open them eyes up if they trying to fall asleep, you feel me? Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play some good jams for you. Oh, yeah. That's exactly what I'm going to do. All right, so what we want to listen to? I know. We want to jam on that remnant. All right, here we go.
Zion.
Hey, yo, Ren, turn that up.
Only a few of us gonna make it out. Zion. Only your remnant. When is my people gonna learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take a scripture confirm. It's time for my people return. We at the end and we feeling it. We the sand of the sea but a remnant. Serve return to the word when they hearing it. We the sons of Israel. All the word will never fail. Baptizing in Jacob's well. Holy Spirit ain't playing for real. Well, you get protected, he's sending them plagues. I'm trying to make sure that he's seeing rain. All in my life, all in my head, all in my walk, all in my legs. You don't got that blood, you walking dead. Walk as he walk, we should live what it say. Only your remnant gonna be spared. Only your remnant gonna be spared. Abba gon' get us out of these countries. Abba said, let me see who really want me. Forsaking our houses, forsaking our money. We got that signal from heaven, he coming. Drinking his cup, nobody running. Flesh getting weak, but the spirit is gunning. We see the prophecy, we know he coming. We see the prophecy, we know he coming. But it's only your remnant. 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 When is my people gonna learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take it, the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people return. Only your remnant. 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 When is my people gon' learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take it, the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people return.
That's how my heart yearns for you, and the sun he died for you. Yes, it's true, yes, it's true. You didn't have no clue. That's because nobody told you. They couldn't afford to. Cause you monkey like you Goku. It ain't like nobody owed you. We broke the law and they sold you. We did this all to ourselves, Jacob. Now it's the time that you know the truth. You don't know you so, so special. You don't even see what's next, though. So we cry, cry, cry. Only remnants gonna make it out of here alive. Please repent, my people, cause we at the end of time.
Only your remnant. Only your only a remnant, only a remnant, only a remnant, only a remnant, only a remnant. When is my people gonna learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take up the scriptures confirmed. It's time for my people to return. Only a remnant, 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 only a remnant. When is my people gon' learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take up the scriptures confirmed. It's time for my people to return. It's time for my people to return.
Come back from the break, everybody. I'm your and I just got through jamming, man. Oh, man. The author's name is Hezekiah. All right. So, it's, hey, it's jamming, man. It's, I believe in that wholeheartedly. Only a remnant of us. Yeah. So, we got to have our oil together, y'all. You know, just like, what is that, Matthew 25? Christ was speaking a parable about the 10 virgins. And some of them didn't have their oil in their lamp, you know. And so, hey, we got to make sure we keep that oil in there, you know. Yeah, because, you know, it gets rough, you know. Not to say that the ones who kept their oil, some of that oil was spent, okay. Some of that oil was spent. They still had some left, though. But, hey, half of them. They left all that oil. They just spent all that oil up. So we got to make sure we keep that oil, man. And be conservative with it. You feel me? Try not to use it, you know. And endure. Anyway, just want to say, hey, y'all. I try to be high energy. I really am. But it's really kind of difficult when you're driving. I see that right now. I can be crunk, but I want to be focused, man, because when you're driving, when you're on the go, your mind is, like, got to be sharp, expecting the unexpected, right? You can't really be distracted, and because it's serious business, man. I got people's lives in my hands, right? It's when you look at it, it's just as important as a doctor. Operating on a patient. That's how serious we got to take, you know, driving. So, I mean, got to stay sharp and witty and expect the unexpected. Remember your training and the whole nine, right? And you can't forget, can't lose ourselves out here. Can't forget what we're doing this for. We're doing it, man, to better our lives, right? We can live better, right? Right. And so that's what it's all about. Anyway, I'm Micah Israel, and I'm trying to get out there. This is the brand new, spanking new show, everybody. So I'm trying to get it off the ground, right? And I'm trying different little things to get it off the ground. I'm, trying to get more comfortable with having a radio show and trying to take it more seriously, you know, because this is like something to do on the side. This is, it's fun to do. It's fun to do. It's fun to run my mouth. Because, I mean, what can I say? I'm in this truck, man. I got a lot of talking in me that I want to engage with somebody and speaking. And, you know, I think that's what my show is missing. Somebody to engage with, man. A co-host. Now I can bounce off ideas off of stuff like that. You feel me? I mean, get into some heavy stuff, you know. I think that's what my show is missing. Someone that can call out the news while I watch the, you know, the call logs and things like that. You know, a teammate. You feel me? I don't know. I'm watching other people's shows and listening to other people's shows and seem like they got that together. I got that teamwork together, And the show seems to be successful to me. So I'm just trying to take a little notes. But I know I thank everybody that's tuning in, that catching the show, or maybe listen to it in the archives. Hope that wherever you are listening, whether it's at home or you're traveling like myself, that you're liking it, man, that I'm definitely getting you to vibe and with just good music. You feel me? This conversation, it can go either which way. I'm supposed to talk about anything that crosses my mind. And especially dealing with the scriptures, you know. Now, the show is Waking Up Israel radio show, right? So I want to definitely hit on the fact that we are the Israelites. You know, we're scattered around the world, man. And, we're coming into that fact. Some of us been known, you know, for years and years and years. Some of us are brand spanking new. And they're still finding their way in the scriptures, you know. And I'm no different. I've been known by 8 years now. Still consider myself brand new. I still consider myself like a babe, you know, because that's what I'm saying. I just don't think I've got it all figured out. So I'm constantly still learning all the time. And if you can relate, then you can feel me on it. I'm a humble person, so I don't want to say I got all this knowledge, you know. But, yeah, I got to say I am a little bit more weaned and can eat the meat while babes are still, you know, on the milk, you know, the 101 lessons, you know. I guess I am a little bit past that. But I'm humble, man. I don't know everything, right? I'm still learning. This is a lot to take in, a lot to adjust. The rain is coming down real good now. Yeah, so anyway, man, I got about 25 minutes left or somewhere like that. And I want to speak about this money. What would y'all do if y'all come across a lot of money? A lot of money. What would y'all do with it, man? It seems like I can't catch one of those type of breaks. But if I was to catch a lot of breaks where I just hit $1 million or something like that, oh, man, what would I do? You know what I've been having on my mind, especially traveling the country like I do? I don't know if I want to do it for money. I think I want to do it for the fun of it, you know, for the experience of it. I want my, you know, family to experience RV, you know what I'm saying? Definitely buy a real nice, we'll travel this country in the RV, you know. As far as going to different countries, man, I do want to check out the UK. I do want to check out, you know, Africa. You know, check out Jamaica, Haiti, West Indies right in there, South America, you know. Definitely be a traveler, different cultures of people and all of that, you know, especially my brothers are scattered around. I want to come see where y'all at, try to hunt y'all down, you know. And so, you know, there's a lot to come with that. You know, maybe they wouldn't even like me. You know, maybe, what is that, racism? You know? Yeah, racism. Or all the brothers that's on the islands, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't like outsiders and stuff, you know? You know, that would be in the bind trying to connect with them, I imagine, you know. So. That's something to think about, right? But all my believers out there, I wonder what's really why they view the Israelite movement, you know? There's a bunch of crazy guys dressed all up in, you know, psychedelic type of clothing. I think it's the same if you lump us all into the same box there. Especially if you don't want us to, you know, lump all the Christians in one box, you feel me? So I don't think y'all, lump all the Israelites in one box. Yeah, we differ on a lot of things. Okay, one of the things that we differ on, off the top of my head, would be the Sabbath. Yeah, that's one thing that we differ on. A lot of it's a good argument. Our argument I want to, definitely want to hear more about. I want to hear some folks very knowledgeable in the scriptures to go at it, man, about the Sabbath. Because my understanding, they went by the moon back in the day. And I know we got our seven-day calendar that we do now, like Saturday would be the Sabbath. However, there's a lot of evidence that maybe they had a rotating type of, when you go by the moon, it's, you got to factor in a lot of different things, man, whereas it won't be Saturday all the time. Sometimes it may be a Tuesday or something, So, yeah, that's a trip. That's something to consider. And I heard both sides of the coin there, and they both make a lot of sense. I'm just, like I said, I don't know more than the average person. I still feel like I'm a beginner at it in a lot of ways, man. I'm still the Saturday Sabbath type of guy. But, I mean, those are my brothers and sisters that's going by the moon, man. I love them, too. And to hear their opinion on it, I feel them on that. I'm hoping that the Holy Spirit would grant me that wisdom, man, to really get to the bottom of it. So, that's kind of like where I'm at right now. I'm learning. But I'm still growing. Who knows where it would take, where I'm going with it, where it would take me. So, yeah, that's that, man. We be beefing, y'all. Israelites be beefing with each other. The smoke sessions, But it's all with love. I like to think it needs to be. If it isn't, it needs to be. Because you definitely feel the tension. Sense the tension when these brothers go at it with each other. We definitely need to stay focused that we're on the same team. We just having a disagreement. Having one of those disagreements. But I definitely want my show to play a part in the peace, getting along with each other, finding common ground and letting that connect us, our brotherly love, it's like it's my way or the highway type of stuff, And each one of them saying that God is on their side with their opinion, with their understanding of the scripture. So, that it can get out of hand, man. But I definitely want this show to be like that beacon of light to where we can just function off that common ground and we can talk about difficult understanding, difficult conversations. We can talk about it and navigate ourselves through it with love. You feel me? That's what I'm hoping. As far as my brothers and sisters that think Christianity, I love them too. A lot of my family, myself, I grew up with that understanding of it too, So I definitely, don't want to alienate, y'all out. I want y'all to, we all love God. We all love Christ. And we all rest in on him, letting the Holy Spirit guide us. And I feel like all we're lacking, really, is that sit-down conversation, hash it out, man. Just challenge what our own beliefs. You know, and that's what I did to myself. I challenged my own self. That's right, I did. I made my own self like, let me prove what I believe in. And I tried to open up the Bible and find out where, you know, where I believe in and everything like that. And it's helpful. I like it. I like it when others challenge my belief. Because I kind of like, oh, God, I got to prove my, you know, position. And it makes me stronger, you know. And when they spot something that's weak in my position, I'll consider it. Because I'm not holier than thou, and I'm that type of humble type of person that I'll consider it. I'll take it in and meditate on it, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, figure it out, you feel me? And I guess I'm trying to say I wish, you know, more people was like that, I guess. I guess that's my point. Because if I'm wrong, I'm humble enough, not so full of pride, that I would be like, I'm sorry, I was wrong on that. I'm still growing, you know. Yeah, I'm not always right. Dead wrong. So excuse me on that. And I'm glad. I'd be thankful that they somebody pointed out my error. You feel me? I'm going to meditate on it. I'm going to defend my position. But if you throw a loogie at me, you know, a curveball at me that I can't seem to, you know, get me in that area, that spot, hey, what can I say, man? I just got to just take that and be like, I'm going to meditate on that. And then after meditating, and I just, hey, man, they right on that. Then, I just got to be man up and say, you know what? I was wrong. You're right on that. And because you're right on that, that means this right here that I connected them to must not be right. So I got to reevaluate my whole understanding again and incorporate what I just learned. Now, that's easier said than done. But I think that's what the problem is. Pride. Pride, man. Pride and tradition. Some of us are just going by tradition. Our grandparents believed a certain way, you know, and going all the way back to, you know, however how far. And they're going to stick to it too, you know. Their parents and grandparents, they stick into, you know, like seared in their mind with a hot iron, right? They're not going to shake. They don't do good at taking new information in. You know, they repel it, act like they didn't hear it, I guess. I don't know. But that's the time we're living in, and it's supposed to get real, real bad. Let me go back on speakerphone and see if somebody, you know, check on this call off, see anybody trying to tap in and get my attention, all right? Hold on, let me get you on speakerphone, hold on. All right, I hope y'all can hear me pretty good. All right, so let's see what's happening. We go to the studio. Got a caller. All right, caller, you are
Hello.
On the air. Talk to me. What'd you think about the show so far, brother?
Well, I just ran across it a few minutes ago. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, I was just sitting here listening to you. What caught my attention is your truck. I'm a truck driver too, but locally.
Okay.
On your conversation.
Where
are
you calling
about,
from?
You know, from Orlando.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so we both grinding this morning.
Yeah, there you go. You know, I was listening to your conversation on your faith. I'm a Christian. I got saved back in late summer of 1980, around September. And I've had some clashes with church culture. And here's what I've noticed. They know here's the thing, whatever your group, we got groups that they're teaching us what they know. Much of it's good. Some of it maybe isn't, and some of it's not complete. But here's what I learned in my journey over the years. You got a handful of people. I'll say this. We got two churches, church, the body of Christ, okay, and then church, the organization of man. And I'm not trashing any denomination or anything, but you got a group of people that's got a vision. They put together a church and then a denomination, and we're following what they have figured out, okay? And I have found nothing wrong with that, but I found whenever I start learning and I'm seeing something different, they just want to teach me, not really answer my questions. You know, I'll give you a good example on one of these. When I first got saved, my pastor, he used to say that repent means to turn around. And that's not true. And I've heard that talk throughout many, many years of studying the Bible. You're going in this direction, you change your mind and turn around and going back in that direction. And it doesn't mean that. That's a works definition. The definition of repent is a change mind, metanoia, change mind. That means, you'll know this one, if I'm going northbound on the interstate and I'm thinking about it and it's like I come to the conclusion I'm going south, northbound, I need to be going southbound. You know what? You just decided, you made up your decision, I need to be going southbound. Let's say you get in a wreck and you die and you never make it to the next exit to turn around. You know, God's going to say right here at this mile marker is where he repented. He gets credited for going southbound. And the church often says, okay, you prayed this prayer, you got up and you're struggling, and you fall out, and he must not really be saved. Well, only God knows your heart. But we put people with that works thing, we get people busy doing things rather than it having its own manifestation of God working through us. You know what I mean, if that makes sense?
Okay. All right.
So
yeah, I think I follow you.
Well, to just tell a man, let's say for instance, tell a man, whatever it is, let's say he's got a problem drinking, you need to repent. He agrees with you. He prays and tells God he repents, and he struggles for a beer. Okay. And this is what I asked my pastor years later. When you brought your son home from the hospital and put him in the crib, did you tell them the first door on the left is the restroom and at the end of the hall is the kitchen if you get hungry? No, you didn't do that. And then when he was old enough to go out in the neighborhood and play with his friends and you tell him to be home before it gets dark, if he's not home when it gets dark, are you just going to assume he was never really your child? And my concern there is that a lot of people that came into church that didn't measure up and it wasn't as natural as far as the culture for them, they fell out, and then we hear, well, they're not here because they weren't really saved. And we need to learn to walk alongside people and work through it. And don't be demanding people to be a machine where we just flip a switch and something turns on, you know? We're humans.
Oh yeah. I think I understand exactly what you mean. Can you hear me good?
Yes, I hear you great. What part of the country are you in right now?
Okay. You said what type of truck?
Where are you parked at in the country right now?
I'm in Ohio, man. I take that
good
back. Hit. I just crossed in Indiana. And
there you go.
Yeah,
you're doing it while you're driving.
Yeah, man, I'm trying something new, trying something different. Subscribe to my show, man, and then tune in with me,
yeah,
man. I don't know, man. Being that you didn't call me and you on your grind too this morning, maybe I ought to start doing this a little more. You know, the late night show.
I'll tune in next Sunday night and see what you're doing. And I like the idea that you got a radio show on the road, man. This is cool. You can, but don't ever drop the Christian part, man. Keep that conversation going.
I hear you, man. Well, thank you for tuning in. And, I'm hoping to get more listeners.
Well, I'm gonna call in one night and ask you to give your testimony over the air of how you got started in your faith.
Oh, awesome, awesome! I sure will. I definitely will. I hold you to it, then, man. Call me back and ask you,
okay,
man.
All right. You be careful out there, okay?
All right, 10-4, trucker.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that was refreshing. Yeah, got me a caller, man. It always feels good to get a caller, man. Somebody listening to you. Somebody, you know what I'm saying, on their grind. Same as you, man. It feels good. It feels real, real good, man. It's a brand new show. I'm trying to get it out the mud. You feel me? It's internet radio, you know, blog talk radio. It's nothing fancy, you know. But you got to start somewhere, and I'm on my grind. I'm thinking big here, and I can talk your ear off, you know. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and try to wrap up this show, y'all. This is early morning. I'm testing it out, and I'm liking my results. I'm liking the results so far, testing it out, you know. So I'm going to end this show with a good song. Let's see what type of song. Let me look at my arsenal right here. I'm going to pick out a good song that we can vibe on my outro, you know. 1 second, let me go on speaker.
All right, I hope y'all can hear me real good. All right, so let me see. Everyday people. Yeah, because I'm an everyday person. We grinding with love. And to all the believers, you know what I'm saying, my brothers and sisters is out there toughing through these hard times, got the viruses and chaos is brewing and bills are coming in. It gets crazy. So I want to play this song as my outro, and y'all take care, all right?
y'all for being rude.